Happy RavenCon 24! It's hello, everybody. Welcome to everyone from all forms of life and walks and whatnot. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com.
Dang!
Welcoming you to our favorite place in the world to be, RavenCon!
RavenCon! Woo! Okay, yeah, that's your line. When you hear the magic word, you cheer.
It happens. You gotta appreciate it. The lady who tries to keep all these things together, that there is Flintstress.
I'm getting the urge to have another superior castle.
The lady that just, wants to belong, that there's Carol the Cat.
Oh my god, we're a team.
Oh, no, we're not a team.
We're not a team.
The lady that does what she wants to do, it's MJ.
What I do is not up to you.
The man who is just going to be who he is, it's so high mark.
Ah, this is what Saturday's for. Doing dumb things forever.
Siegfried. And of course, I'm the guy who's great at toast. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
May we get what we want.
May we get what we need.
But may we never get what we deserve.
Never. What'd you do, Geeky, you?
Tons of stuff, but we watched Bad Batch. That's
Bad Batch.
A super great show, and I keep up with that one, and it's just getting better and better, and I just can't wait to see what they do with this and everything.
Get badder. And Batcher.
Batcher. Yes. Yeah. It's like, is there a place that Omega can't break out of? I don't think so. I think she could break out of just about anything. And those are two things I really enjoy. I enjoy breaking out of prison and heists, you know. So you do a heist, you get caught, you break out of prison. Ah. It's got it everything for me, as far
Circular.
As I'm concerned.
Circular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Star Trek Discovery. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. People are still into Star Trek Discovery? I like it. I think that, honestly, the personal transporter is the best part of the whole show. Just some of the tech in the future, I'm like, I would really like to have that. That's my go-to standard answer for, like, what superpower would you like to have? Teleportation. Hands down, because you could instantaneously be anywhere that you want. And, you know, they've got a lot going on. I thought this most recent episode of Discovery, yes. where they were kind of like jumping through time periods, that's not that much of a spoiler if you're behind. Yeah. But that was kind of cool when you think of like how far the characters have come since the beginning of the show, certainly, and even over the course of the last couple of seasons. So just love me some stuff. You put Star Trek in front of it, and I'm going to at least have to check it out.
It, yeah.
Yeah, at least have to check that out. Tracker, you all know. We love
Tracker.
It's not the greatest show of all time,
not the greatest show
but
in
it
the world.
stars Justin Hartley, one of the greatest, one of the best looking actors.
One of the best looking actors in Hollywood.
It's not a very good actor, and the show is not very good. Jensen Ackles is coming up, though.
So
he does have a guest appearance coming up on Tracker. So if eye candy and relatively easy to figure out adventures are your thing,
then Tracker. What's going to happen, because there's going to be a bunch of fan fiction about that episode.
And really, it's not bad for a procedural of the week
it's not.
Show.
Yeah.
It's better than average.
I need him to do more of those things where he quotes the odds on stuff, because I did love that as part of his character.
Well, and he does a good balance of like, I'm doing this to help people, but also don't forget to actually pay me, right?
Oh yeah, he's straight up about, no, I'm getting paid. I but, care, but I'm getting paid.
I care. I'll find your lost whoever, friend, whatever, but now how about that reward?
Absolutely.
Thanks, right? Because it's his living. It's an interesting thing. I don't
he's
know
a,
that there's people who really do that in real life, this rewardist kind of job, but it's kind of fun. Well, we've been getting ready for RavenCon. And not to step on, like, Billy Flynn's Geeky Sweek, but he had a panel about video game adaptations in, like, TV and movies. So we were like, we pretty much figured we had to mainline Fallout and completely finish Fallout. And while that, you know, certainly we talked about how it takes place in the Fallout universe. It's not exactly the same characters or anything. I'm enjoying it a lot. Everybody finding Fallout to be a good show?
Dog meat, represent.
Represent,
actually
son.
Called him by name in this in that last episode, so.
Because we first saw him, I'm like, oh, and then and they never said it. But then they said it. I'm like, oh, they said it.
There we go.
And like, you think of the big cons where there's a lot of cosplay. I think we're going to see a lot of ghouls this year.
A lot of ghouls.
I mean, because a lot of people in the jumpsuit, because you can do that and you can customize it. But if you had any kind of cowboy or pirate like jacket that you could just sort of tatter, I feel like you've got a pretty good inroad to ghoul cosplay. So we'll probably see
and
a fair amount of that.
You know what you're really going to want to see, though? The steampunk ghoul.
Oh.
That's
well, because he's already pretty close to that kind
it's
of,
it's flirting
you know,
with it. It's flirting with it.
We're
right.
Pretty cool right now. So,
I think the term is, I think when you're looking, the aesthetic you're looking for is known as Adam Punk.
maybe, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
So I'm sure there's been like a gazillion. Oh, Top Chef Top is also Chef, on our list. Yeah. I don't know how geeky that is, but if you're like a food geek or you know, they do molecular gastronomy and all that sometimes.
Knowing what ingredients do to other things is geeky.
It is. It is. And it's one of the only.
It's science,
you know,
damn it.
While it may still be rigged and it may still be fake, at least they're not focusing on like who's dating who and who has drama with who. It really just is about, you know, who's making like really good food. And I think, you know, learning about different ingredients and different techniques.
I'm not saying they can't do a hot tub episode. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
You'd be okay with a hot tub episode?
I would be
episode?
Okay with that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. As long as they're poaching stuff in the hot tub.
Yeah, that's, see? Multitask.
It's a lobster boil.
Yeah.
It'll be the Seinfeld challenge.
And I've been on a couple of panels so far. Like, totally random. I just picked, like, what panels I wanted to be on, what would look like cool, and what conversations I'd want to be in. So I've been in one about, like, being in the masquerade. Because, you know, last year I was, MJ wanted to be in the masquerade, and I decided to join her, and we had a really good, fun time. And but it was nice because, like, the panel I was on, there were some, like, super cosplay experts, like, judge cosplay and, like, compete in big con cosplay. And then me, I was like, let me just represent, like, the novice voice. And then I was on one that was a total, like, science nerd panel. All about like colonizing Mars and like what that would look like, and I was like, I don't really know anything about that, but I have opinions on how that should go. So I thought that was pretty fun. So I really love the variety of stuff at a place like RavenCon. Woo! Because you can just kind of be on, and when you have like a podcasting title, there's, you know, there's only so many like how to make a podcast 101 podcasting panels that you can be on. There are a few of those, and they're really great if you're thinking about making a podcast. I recommend don't do it as a daily
don't do
show.
It as a daily
don't
show.
Do it as a daily show.
Never do.
But yeah, that's been my geeky week.
Crazy people do this.
Okay,
you should
my
never
turn?
Trust those people.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol Cat.
I also have been mainlining Fallout because I never played any of the games, so I'm coming at this just like
totally cold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I absolutely loved it. I've also been watching Shogun. I don't know if anyone's watching that. It's a really, really good adaptation on Hulu. I'm about halfway through. I've been savoring that because it's just eye candy and it's really, really good.
I've heard it has like a Game of Thrones kind of vibe.
Yes, very much.
Lots of intrigue and backstabbing.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
Also in addition to preparing for RavenCon, I have been helping with the program on Con Carolinas, which is coming up in a month. So that has been...
What can you find at Con Carolinas, Carol?
Quite a bit, really. We're having a tea party. We're doing... The schedule is packed. Seriously, I could run down, but I'd have to pull up my schedule, and I really...
So
I've been staring at it for the last 3 weeks. I don't want to stare at it anymore. And then I have watched several movies. Let me pull up my Letterbox.
Cinemistress has been to the movies?
Yeah, well, actually I've been home watching movies most of this 2 weeks. I started with Brian De Palma's Blowout, which is a movie I've never seen before. And I really, really enjoyed it. If you've never seen Blowout, it's like 1980. Stars John Travolta as a sound artist who hears an assassination. It's actually really good.
Hmm. It's the Americanized version of Blow Up, but from an auditory.
Oh.
And then somebody recommended the scariest movie they've ever seen. I'm going to butcher this. Gangnam Haunted Asylum.
Mm. Was it scary?
I thought it was mid.
Oh. So, well, what does it for you? Are you more of a jump scare? Are you more of a paranormal?
Like
or what scares you?
I don't like jump scares at all. This had jump scares in it. I
jump
do like paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
But jump scares, too. I like the slow build of dread.
Ah.
That's what I like.
Like life.
Yeah.
Well, like I've said this before, like I've watched so many horror, I'm sort of desensitized, if you will, so well, they don't scare me. But if you can build it, if you can give me goosebumps, your movie's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Your movie's pretty
absolutely.
Damn good.
Absolutely. That's my take. Hereditary gave me goosebumps, and I love that film.
Was it in English or was it a dub?
It was. Mm-hmm. Oh, this was in Japanese. Mm-hmm. I read subtitles for that one. And then I watched a very funny and I highly recommend film called Hundreds of Beavers. It is not a porn.
Sure it's not.
It is a black and white movie shot in the silent film style. There's very little dialogue, and it's about a trapper who was making Applejack until the beavers destroyed his distillery, and so he becomes a hunter. All of the animals are played in people in mascot uniforms. So,
love it.
It's very, very unique, and I adored it. Hundreds of Beavers. And then I watched Late Night with the Devil, which I also really, really enjoyed. Done very 70s style. It's like a 70s late night talk show host, and he has a possessed girl on as a guest, and yeah, the devil shows up. So, yeah, really, really great film.
I mean, as the devil will do.
Yeah, as the devil will do. But I love the style of it. It looks like it was made in the 1970s on Mike Douglas's set. So I really enjoyed that. And then I watched Night Swim, which was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Haunted Swimming Pool. It's just a really bad movie. And then if you follow me on TikTok,
the
pool was haunted.
Was haunted. With ghosts in the...
With ghosts, yes. This creature takes people, like, as a sacrifice and yeah. But the pool was haunted.
Ah.
If you want to watch, like, 20 minutes of people going, Marco!
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's... The Night Swim is for you. It's a bad film.
Wow.
Then if you follow me on TikTok, you know I read The Troop and I didn't really like it, and I gave a 10-minute review of that on TikTok.
Is that the one that's basically Lord of the Flies?
Yes, it is.
More messed up?
Yes, it is. And it wasn't nearly as messed up as I thought it would be. I anticipated a lot.
You need your messed up, like really messed up.
Yeah. I thought the first third of it is excellent, but then it just slowly went downhill for me. And that's my Kiki's week.
So,
what you been up to?
Well, the biggest thing that I've done recently is I just put together a short film extravaganza. I convinced seven independent filmmakers to let me show their films on Twitch, which was a lot of fun. I had several people on there. There were 13 Emmy nominations between the filmmakers, three wins. So it was a big honor to do it. It took a bit of doing to get it all scheduled out and everything like that. A lot of fun. I made two movies. I produced two movies last year that are doing the con circuit now. And then the other big thing that I've been doing is I've been playing a lot of Magic the Gathering. The newest set just came out 2 weeks ago, and I've been playing a lot, streaming, and... trying to rack up some wins.
Are you close to having gathered all the magic?
If you gather it all, then Hasbro did something wrong and they're missing out on some money. So
I understand you're supposed to catch them all, though.
You are supposed to catch them
totally all. Different game.
Yeah. Totally different game.
Okay. My mistake.
But that's about all I've had time for. That's
what?
Yeah. I do the stream with Carol on Sundays, Carol and Jason. I've got the daily stream, and I've just been trying to make it to all my conventions and stuff.
Your Wednesday stream.
My Wednesday stream is a lot of fun.
It's weird.
Is playing Jackbox games really considered geeky?
It
was a panel at a convention last night.
Well, I also played Jackbox games.
It's gaming, so it counts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Played Jackbox games with a panel of people from all across the country. We have all four time zones on our Wednesday night game, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And we are doing a family-friendly version of that, right? You're hosting that at 2 o'clock
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, podcasting's Rich Siegfried says, have fun, everybody!
Aww. Hopefully by next year he'll be back on the concert.
He didn't send a voice drop that we could play? Come on, dude, we do those!
Put him on speakerphone, you know.
Fair enough.
You been doing anything geeky, MJ?
Nope.
You want to skip you? Okay, what about Daddy?
We've talked. We were doing this. We had
a thing
going. It's all right. So I played Dimension Tripper Neptune Top Nep. I don't know if anyone knows this at all.
Are you okay? Are you having word salad?
No. My oldest child likes all kinds of weird, crazy animes. So this is one that I've never heard of before in my life. Apparently, they've made a series of games based on this particular show. However, as I understand that each one is riffing on classic games, this is basically the game Space Harrier, however remodeled and mapped with their characters, whatever. So I got it for free. It was Space Harrier. So I had fun, you know, because it was old school. It was people and references I have no understanding of whatsoever, but yeah. Let's see. Epic Games had Adam Eve for free, so I played that, which is essentially, if you watch Invincible, it's the entire first season, but from Adam Eve's perspective. It is a very cheap game, and I don't know how it was ever not free, because it's a very cheap game, but if you're a fan of the show, it is good for that. It is good for that. I have pre-ordered Star Wars Outlaws. Oh my God, no, you have to understand. I have got Star Wars Outlaws. No, understand me. I've been waiting for this game for so long. Oh my God, Star Wars Outlaws. You get to pull heist in the Star Wars universe. What could possibly be better than that? So there is that. It's the reason I have a new laptop, which is not this laptop. This is now just the workhorse. My precious laptop is at home waiting for me to open world. It is so good. It's so good. It's made game nights better. We can actually play Rift Tracks
true.
Well.
That's true.
So that is good. I did finish watching Area 81. This is a Netflix show about a gentleman who is hired to watch old footage, archive, and preserve, make sure things are fine, and watch. And there's strange things that happen.
Are there 30 more aliens there?
I know math.
Give or take.
Yeah.
There's something, and if we get a second season, maybe we'll find out more.
We don't know if it's an alien or not.
We do not. Mm. It does sort of kind of look like one, but considering that it's static, it doesn't make sense unless you've seen it. It doesn't make sense. To give it fair praise, if this means anything to anyone, I consider it to be the best book that J.C. Hutchins never actually wrote. It feels J.C. Hutchins-esque to me, okay. So I do enjoy it. Thank you. I enjoy it on that level alone. I finally read my ultimate collection of The Rocketeer that my brother and his wife got me. They collect the complete Dave Stevens in a nice oversized hardcover, re-inked, beautifully presented, fantastic facts and things. Reminded me something I'd completely forgot. It may sound like a strange question. Any Betty Page fans in the audience?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
That's fine.
Before
there's a very good chance the reason you are a fan of Betty Page is because of The Rocketeer. Dave Stevens based Betty off of Betty Page. He knew Betty Page as a kid kind of thing. He found out that, hell, she's still around. Oh, my God, wait a minute. He actually contacted her about actually licensing her and being able to legitimately pay her to use her likeness.
Again?
And because Betty kicked off, she started a career in that, and that's what led to her repopularity again because of The Rocketeer, which is a fantastically weird thing that I'm glad I read about. My DC app, I've been getting to read all kinds of comics. There's a Batman-Dylan Dog crossover. I don't know if you know Dylan Dog, but you really should know Dylan Dog. And look up the movie with, what's his name?
Brandon Routh.
Brandon Routh, because it is an underappreciated gem. That was a fantastic first episode. I cannot wait to do that again. Last week, we saw my middle child's play, playing Merriman, the second butler you see in The Importance of Being Earnest. Afterwards, we're hanging out, and my kids, of course, are my kids, so they're big on this, but they have a friend who had never actually seen, well, I've seen Rogue One. But no other Star Wars movie of any kind whatsoever.
Whoa.
So they started in the right place. Wow.
So we watched A New Hope with someone who had never actually seen it. But of course, public consciousness knows quite a bit of the shit that's in there. So it was a very weird feeling, especially, you know, because they knew about the special edition. And asked the question, oh, well, in that case, okay, this wasn't there. That wasn't there kind of thing. I was like, well, I kind of wish we could watch that one. I'm like, yeah.
The special edition cartoon or the special edition?
The special edition, the theatrical where they cleaned up. Some of the stuff is good. Not all of it's my thing.
Christmas special is something.
No, we're not ever going there. That was an interesting thing. And anybody, if you're one of our fantastic, wonderful Patreon folks, last night I did put up the before and after from the previous episode, which was episode number?
311
because this was 312. Oh my God!
Yay! That's fantastic.
Right,
because I made the not good joke.
You did, but it worked out well.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Hi, geeks. I was listening at home, so I can write before I forget. I'm never going to catch up on all the great content that I would enjoy, so I'm actually glad you're giving yourselves a break and switch to more of a weekly. I still enjoy hearing the great content is out there because nearly everyone needs some escape time. I especially love the report on the ridiculous eclipse predictions. Your additional commentary name turned it from sort of sad, why do people follow these things, and does that mean Christmas is going to come early? I'm not sure I know exactly what that means, but Ann Flinchers, I loved your Hitchhiker's Guide reference at the end. Yes, whale goes with bowl of petunias. Last month, we had active safety briefings at work about what to do in case of an active shooter, talking about blocking doors using electric cord to shock the shooter. I said all you need to do is vote for the people who would fund really comprehensible, effective mental health care. Woo! And I came up with this for you, MST3K fans. It's artwork, postcard exchange experiment, which will be the picture accompanying this episode when it's published, so enjoy that. And I finally realized that the address goes on the back so I can stop doxing my fellow Misties. If I'd known this is what everyone's going to be doing, I'd be buying postcards with images already on them. Stay safe. That is from Bill. So thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
And it is a lovely piece of artwork. It is. You will quite enjoy it. I made it. So we're going to take ourselves a small little break, and when we come back, we're going to play a game in which some of you can actually win prizes. Woo! Here at Renegade! That was just so lovely. It was so lovely.
You also tell people how they can send in a message.
Can I? How would we do that? How would we have people contact us?
You could send an email to podcast@geekradiodaily.com.
They could do that.
Dang. Or you can send a voicemail or text message to the number 510-GRD-CREW.
You're not going to do that harmoniously? Come on.
510-GRD-CREW.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Whoa.
Welcome to Outworld Fleet Radio, your go-to destination for an out-of-this-world audio experience. With a playlist spanning light years from pop music to pop culture, we've got everything you need to fuel your intergalactic travels. From the latest hits to classic tracks, our music selection will take you on a journey through time and space. But we're not just a radio station that plays music. We've got an entire universe of shows, each one designed to entertain and captivate you. At Outworld Fleet Radio, we're broadcasting from the Eastern Time Zone to all mankind, entertaining the imagination with a universe of geeks and genres with our talented team of DJs and hosts. So, whether you're cruising through the galaxy or just hanging out at home, let us take you on a journey you'll never forget. Stay connected with the latest news and shows by visiting our website at outworldfleetradio.online. And remember, at Outworld Fleet Radio, the sky's not the limit. It's just the beginning.
Hello, this is Dr. Sarkov Guy here. Geek Radio Daily. I do it daily. It's like sort of like like an ablution where I do my I do my hair. I'm bald, of course. I do my teeth. Gargle and Geek Radio Daily. That's what I do. Everything daily. I even floss with this show.
But he's like not.
We ran into him in the elevator.
You know what I mean? He's like your mom would be like, oh, he's hot. Not your mom. I mean moms in general. Moms that have been married for like 10, 15 years and they see like him going out of a Starbucks.
Alice got to bring some without telling anyone.
So you do read the chat.
Why is everyone so obsessed with the chat? Now you're here, I'm here, we're here together, right? Why are we worrying about the chat when we could just live in the moment?
Yeah, it's because you went to rehab and you're not on drugs. So like everything's like, ooh, why don't we just all be cool, man?
You have a little problem, Greg?
Yeah.
The lumberjack.
The new pod. I'm not used to the inhaling yet.
What is he, like 40?
I don't know. I think Alice found him on Tinder or some shit. Apparently he was in Afghanistan. I think he was in the army or some shit, so.
Well, that's hot.
He's not like that hot.
You don't have to think he's attractive. Only Alice has to think that he's attractive.
Like, I feel like I'm more attractive than that.
You do?
Absolutely.
What are the features that you're bringing to
Well,
the
I just look like I f***. You know what I mean? Mm. I look like I f***. And that's the vibe I like to put out there.
Yeah.
No, he's really handsome. Whatever.
Welcome back, everybody, to Live at RavenCon! Woo! Episode 312. And if we're back from a break, it means it's time play a game.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game.
Ready to win?
You know the truth when you hear it. Can you spot a line?
Oh, hell no.
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide. Oh, hell no.
Right, so here's a chance to learn all kinds of things about our special distinguished guest. Oh, hi, Mark.
Yes!
Who is going to tell us, quote-unquote, true facts about himself, and we will ascertain whether or not those are completely open and honest, or something's being hidden. So, when you are ready, sir, please.
Wait, hold on.
Tell us the truth.
We need people from the audience to play. It's been a while since we've done the show live.
We normally do that during the break.
Who wants to play along live with Billy Flynn? Crystal. Okay. All right. Who is playing along with Carol the Cat? Okay. Tell me your name again. I know it. I'm just blanking. Chris. Thanks. All right. Chris.
I was going to say
all right. MJ is pretty lucky. Who's playing along with MJ? Okay. Brittany. And who's playing along with me? I cheat. Okay? Why am I blanking on your name? Donna, right? No.
Donna.
Yes. I was like, I thought so.
I thought you meant you for a second.
I know. I do know my name. My name
is Conscious. So.
Okay. All right, Mark, go ahead.
All right. So, for fact number one, I sing tenor once a month in a geeky-themed barbershop quartet.
So if you think that, just do like an S.
What?
Wow. Say it again.
I sing tenor once a month in a geek-themed barbershop quartet.
So messed up. Yeah.
You know, I'm right off. My gut instinct is just, oh hell no.
Okay, so write it over, Daddy.
So oh hell no.
Oh hell no.
Oh hell no.
Okay. Oh hell no. And what do you think, MJ? You have to say it out loud.
I don't like to say that.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, fine.
You're absolutely right. I cannot carry a tin in a bucket. They would not let me in.
Yay! So give everybody a
check. Besides, I knew you. You would have been talking about that shit for ages.
Yeah, honestly, from what you've taught that pick about at panels, yeah. I can't figure out how you'd have the time.
We do karaoke once every other month, and you can occasionally sing. It's fun.
Not tenor, though.
No.
But the barbershop quartet takes hours of practice.
But Mark is more than welcome to sing tenor 12 miles away.
Wow.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
That's an old school musician joke. Thank you, music majors.
Yeah. Tell us how you really feel. Yeah.
Okay. I once shut down the entire computer system for a city government for 2 days.
Yes.
Now I'm going to say show enough.
All right, so Kara says
that's all
show enough. I'm trying to get some points.
Show enough.
You go ahead and put yourself show enough. Oh, hell no.
So I, the people who set up the email servers did not put in the correct settings to stop you from having infinite email recursion loops. My boss went on vacation and set her email to forward to me. I went on vacation and set my email to forward to her. And the first email that came in filled it. It was actually a three-way loop. There were three people involved, but filled our email boxes, every server. By the time they were getting to billions of emails per second, it shut down the entire city. They could not do anything for 2 days. They finally had to shut down the email servers. Delete all of the email that was in the incoming, so all the stuff from other people.
Wow.
Deleted all people were missing important documents. I killed the entire city for 2 days while I was on vacation.
Nice. So that was a show enough. So everybody gets a point except
that's how Mark will bring the man to his knees.
X. You didn't play the thing. Show enough.
Oh, did I not? I thought I did.
Show enough.
There you go. Sorry.
All right. Fact number three. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the movie Tron.
Really?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so Daddy said, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
I'm going with Shona.
Because you don't want me to have to beat you right now. So there's no way.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Shona.
Carol's also going with Shona. What do you think? You've seen a lot of movies. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah,
I've never seen the movie Tron.
Right? We will beat you.
Literally.
Oh, my God.
He said, oh, hell no. All right?
I've never seen...
Oh, my God!
Show up!
I've never seen the movie Tron.
Points here. You're going to hit show up on the board. Show
up! I'm too shocked.
You can say your answer. Whatever. You can change your answer. It's fine. It's fine.
That actually hurts.
Yeah.
So you've never seen
you had a backup.
This is supposed to be a good time, Mark.
It's fine.
I'm leaving.
I knew Billy was going to get upset at that one.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, we know what we're doing directly after this, right? We're all going to go watch Tron.
Yep.
Whatever. It's fine.
All right. So, I once met Diamond Dallas Page in a combined Burger King convenience store and accidentally insulted him to his face.
Oh.
That's very specific.
Okay, you know what?
Show enough.
If I'm wrong, you deserve to call me an asshole, but show enough. Show enough.
See, unless it's somebody else, and this happened to somebody else, I'd be a neat trick.
No,
I'm saying show enough.
It was Jimmy the
You saying heart. Show enough? What do you think, Carol?
I'm going to say oh hell no.
Oh hell no. All right.
It was John Popper.
Oh! Oh!
Someone,
oh, hell
John
no.
Popper in a randomly in a Burger King convenience store hybrid, and then told him that my favorite song of his was a song he didn't even do.
Oh. I have heard that story before. Yep. I thought that you just insulted multiple people today.
Back in the early 2000s, the cover of Gin and Juice, the Snoop Dogg song done by the Gourds, was making the rounds on BearShare and all those old sharing sites, as done by John Popper, Trey Anastasia, and Dave Matthews.
And it wasn't them.
It was not. It was done by the Gourds. I told him my favorite song was his cover of Gin and Juice, and he said, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
We know not to copy words that people say. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, score update. Score update. Billy Flynn has 2 points. I also have 2 points. MJ has 3 points, and currently Carol's in the lead. She has yet to get one wrong.
Wow.
4 points.
We died at these.
Yeah, but only the last question.
Wait,
really
wait. So you're wasting your perfection on Mark? Okay.
To each their own.
Oh my God. You think there's perfection in me somewhere?
Well, so far.
Oh, well.
There's perfection in everyone.
It's all. I mean, I'm not saying you can't crash and burn. And if this was after midnight, I would have said that differently. Hey, Mark's whispering on a podcast.
They're cheating.
That was not cheating. I just said something really dirty to her.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you for whispering. I think we can all agree. Thank you for whispering.
He said mud bottles.
Okay, number 5.
All right, number 5. I played rugby in 5 different countries around the world.
You're military. I'm going to say show now.
Yeah, it's either
going to be yes or it's going to be a different
four,
sport.
Not five.
Yeah. I'm going, oh, hell no.
I know how much you'd enjoy that, so I'm going to say shown up. No, I'm giving 4, not 5.
Okay.
Nope. It's true. I played in...
shown up!
On Wednesday.
Yeah, I played in the United States, Spain, Portugal, United Arab Emirates, and England.
Wow.
Yeah.
You told me that all
the time.
We talked about that.
Now, were those all for the same team, or?
I played for the Navy team.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Navy.
In the Navy.
Right.
Ah, that explains
it. You can play some rugby in the Navy. Listen, this is how bad it is. You play for 3rd Fleet.
No, I played for the 6th Fleet, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
All right, sir.
I heard they were pretty good. Number 6.
Twice as good.
Right. Well, is this your last one, or do you have 2 more?
No, I've got a little bit more.
Okay.
All right. I had to tell the last one to inform this one. I've never been seasick.
Wow. Oh, hell no.
Define seasick.
I'm going to say show now.
Sick at sea.
On water.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, oh, hell no.
This is the thing. I will make the argument for bathtub.
All the scores are in. Yep, we've all voted.
I got seasick every time I went to sea.
Oh.
6 straight years. 6 straight years.
Does oh
every
hell
time
no.
I went to sea, I grew up.
You played show now.
Did I?
I was in Navy for 8 years, 2 in school, 6 at sea, and I threw up.
I was just happy I've
probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 6,000 times.
Wow.
That's dedication.
This is.
That's not having a choice.
Yeah.
I'm assuming surface muscles.
I started on subs. Every time they come to Periscope Depth, they rock and roll worse than anything.
I know. I served on a ballistic missile, so.
I was on a fast attack. And they let me leave.
You seem a little tall for a sub.
I'm 6'5" when I was on my sub.
Wow.
Shit.
I'm 5'9". But yeah, I got seasick every time.
I thought you were like closer to 6-ish.
I just give out that tall man aura.
Keep telling yourself that.
It's the beard.
All right, look. It was so quiet I could stay.
Who's winning?
Carol's still winning. Undefeated so far.
I once spent a major holiday at the North Pole.
Well, people are going to come back.
He once spent a major holiday at the North Pole.
Show
enough. Yeah, it's show enough. That's just
major.
Because we know that Mark likes to pretend to be a winter fairy.
I'm going
to
say, oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
What do you think?
Y'all went there. You know, the truth.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's been Thanksgiving Day.
Oh. Yeah.
Of 1997.
That's the year I was born.
At the North Pole, under the ice caps, I broke up 2 fights on the mess deck and got punched in the eye.
Yes.
Wow. Did you see Santa?
I did not.
Aww.
He was busy. Thanksgiving's a busy time for him.
No, he just wasn't a good boy.
Good Lord.
I figured he was doing his Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, probably.
I was thinking maybe there's dyslexia involved.
All right, so Carol is still in the lead. It's still anybody's game, though. How many more do you have?
I have...
7. What the hell are you talking about?
I have one more.
One more. Okay, this last one is worth 10 points.
So nothing else mattered. Yeah!
Carol's still going to win.
It's all over again. Okay. I once coached my kids' rec league soccer team to an undefeated season and the league championship without ever having played soccer a minute in my life.
Oh! Wow.
Showed up.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know.
Oh, hell no.
You are Navy Shark, right?
Okay.
I actually coached them to a 4-4 season.
Oh!
The league championship.
All right, so Carol is clearly the winner because you didn't get a single one wrong.
We did win the championship. And I've never played a minute of soccer in my life.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mark, for your pretty cool, true facts. The best one that we ever did was one of our friends named Chooch, and something happened, and the episode didn't get recorded. He was too awesome to be recorded down on film. So, okay, so how we will do this in just a minute when we wrap up the show, Chris, who was playing along with Carol, will get to have first pick at prizes, and then I'm going to count up the points. I'm pretty sure that Billy Flynn and Crystal will be next, followed by Brittany and Sorry Donna. You'll get at least pick a prize, but you're the last one to pick.
It's all good.
Yep. So, I don't know. Oh, you're laying over there. Okay. Yes, well, after we're done, we wrap it up before we have to exit out from here.
Yeah, see us afterwards when people come up and grab your prizes. It'll work that way fantastically. So.
So what else does everybody have coming up for RavenCon?
My next thing is I'm actually working with your husband, Billy. We are co-emceeing the Ultimate Blanket Fort Competition at 6 o'clock tonight.
So if you've got what it takes, brother.
And this will be the second Blanket Fort competition I've done. And this is the third or fourth that Anita has put on.
Third.
And it's becoming a thing. She's going to actually be hosting the national finals next year at Convivial.
Wow.
And I get to host that as well.
Do you get to be against a wall at all, or it has to be completely freestanding?
Completely freestanding. Okay.
We are entering for the first time ever. So.
And then after that, Billy Flynn and I are trying to set the record for the third year in the row. For most donations at the charity auction. It's tied at 9 o'clock. Then tomorrow I have a panel with John Dimes, Dr. Sargophagi himself, where we are going to be doing a panel based on a book he wrote called There Are No Bad Movies, Only Bad Audiences. Yes. And I have Microwave Massacre as the rebuttal.
Thank you.
And then finally, we've got Family Jackbox Games tomorrow to sort of close out the con at 2 p.m.
Well, that's pretty much what I have. I'll have the thing with him tonight, the other thing with him tonight, and that thing with him tomorrow. Yeah.
There you go.
All the things.
You can see me at the things.
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., we will be doing caftans and coffee. We will have coffee. We will have pastries. We'll have tea from the Rooted Dandelion, who is selling in the dealer's room. It's the Merry Mayhem, which is Joey, Wanda, who just walked in, and me. We will be doing our Mrs. Roper cosplay for this panel, so come wear your caftan. Let's talk some geeky stuff and have some coffee or tea.
Aww.
And pastries.
Yeah, that's right. Pastries. Get breakfast.
Sounds good. And then, we're going to participate in the Blanket Fort competition. Then we're going to also check out where Melody does martial arts. Is doing a martial arts demo tonight with like all kinds of cool stuff. That's at 8 o'clock. She's not like doing flips and stuff, but you know, I never know. It might tag you in. And then, we're going to be playing Jackbox games tomorrow. Probably
Jackbox.
Doing some more stuff in the dealer room shopping tomorrow. Right, we'll see. So,
because there's last day dealer room deals.
Okay. Good stuff. This is cool.
Good stuff. So, everyone feel free to talk about a very fun thing you did today, because earlier today, I was on a panel about video game adaptations. which was great because, of course, we talked about Fallout. But somebody on the panel literally, truly does enjoy the film Street Fighter.
Like the one in Raul Julia?
They admit, no. They admit it's a bad film, but they can enjoy it on that bad level enough to actually enjoy watching the film. And we repeatedly watch Street Fighter.
Can you imagine that?
It's a B movie.
It is. I wouldn't even rate it that
high. It's a D minus.
I
would rather watch Double Dragon.
I am leaving.
That's fine.
It's a B movie.
Okay.
Aww. Well, thank you for coming.
Well, it'd be a movie, but that's about it.
That's lovely. I could definitely agree with you.
You understand, I agree with you guys all.
Of course.
It was a horrible, horrible film.
Oh, it's good.
Alan, go get your dailies.
So, yeah. Let's. Here's the one thing. The one thing I did not get to say on that panel, and I feel so bad about, because no matter how much you may enjoy it or not, you cannot say Street Fighter movie without me thinking of Raul Julia's suit giving him CPR. That's all I can, because I would never forget finally getting to see it when it was in theaters. I was in a tech school, so I didn't actually get to see it. So when it finally hits home video, I'm jazzed. It's going to happen. And then I watched this movie, and I'm like, what? And then his goddamn suit gives him CPR. I could not believe what I was like, okay.
It works.
It did. Like, Raul Julia, really? So I think that was his Jaws 4.
At some point, I think technology will probably get us to that point.
That would be hysterical. Then see, we were right. But yeah, no, I think that's his Jaws 4. I think that bought him a nice house, and good for him, because goddamn it.
Can he come up over his mouth and, like, do the breath of life, or just
compressions? Like doing compressions.
Wow.
It was crazy. No, if they'd had oxygen tube shootout, I would have been like, okay, that's kind of interesting.
I don't think you even do that with CPR anymore.
Yeah, I don't even know yet. So what kind of civilization did you pitch for Mars?
Oh, yeah, because I was on that panel about Mars.
That's why I'm talking
about. We were really just talking about, like, considerations, like logistical considerations and what we thought, you know, what would happen. Again, it's hard because you're either optimistic, right? Like, we're going to make a nice world up there where everybody's going to get along and we're going to, you know, have the community. Or it's going to be corporations and the military and, you know, it's just going to be a microcosm of what we have on Earth. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful that maybe as we go forth and colonize that things will actually be cool up there, but probably not.
Aww. I was just going to say, Matt Damon.
Potatoes.
Speaking of really bad movies, we just did terrible movies with Wonderful People, the live edition, where we did Attack of the Killer Leeches.
Attack of the Killer Leeches was watched today.
And I like that they put that in there. Because if it was Attack of the Leeches, you wouldn't be sure what they were doing. Right? But Killer Leeches, ooh.
It's giant leeches. Giant leeches. I'm sorry.
But it was
the 50-gallon hefty bags, not the little 13-gallon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is a...
Well, it's an MST.
It also be a film.
Yeah. MST3K butchers the film, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that one.
Yeah, they're TV syndicated cut. They're the TV. That's the TV cut they got.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely cut a few of the things out. And
hopefully some of the boating scenes.
Which really brought the whole thing together, unfortunately.
They cut all the leech scenes.
Anyway, look at it.
There's one close-up on the leeches, and it is hilarious.
Yes. But truly, if you get a chance to watch Hundreds of Beavers, I highly recommend it. It is like Looney Tunes in live action with mascot suits. It's awesome.
It's hard to see.
It's a horror
porky.
It is.
It is
like
not
a porno service or something.
Like I said, it's not a porno.
Where can you watch it?
What?
Where can you watch it?
I rented it on Apple TV for like $3. I think it's on one of the obscure streaming channels that I'm not going to pay for another streaming service. So I just rented it off of Apple for $3.
Okay. We saw Chick Boxer and we saw Zombie Cop, and they were both as bad as you would think.
Hundreds of Beavers is actually, if you're into Looney Tunes, it is like Wile E. Coyote in silent form.
Oh, so it got put on the shelf by the studio? So
well, it did come out. It was made in 2022, so it's now making the film circuit. So.
Well, it's about damn time, don't you think?
Yeah.
We're making movie recommendations.
Please, by all means.
If you've never seen the movie Defendor with Woody Harrelson.
I'm sorry, that's really D-O-R, Defendor?
Yeah, D-O-R, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I want to make
and
sure.
He actually makes that distinction in the movie several times.
Does he?
Yes. Okay. It is...
That's D-O-R, sir.
A top 3 performance by Woody Harrelson, and that's saying something. It debuted at the Toronto Film Festival, did well, was bought by a distribution company, and then shelved in favor of the movie Super with Rainn Wilson.
Oh.
But it's a completely different film. It just happened to have one theme in common, but it is spectacular. You must see it. It's a film that needs to have eyes on it.
Okay.
So watch that, The Fendor.
So there you go.
Tell your friends.
So we've all learned something. So yay. So I guess on that note, we can say have a fantastic rest of your weekend at RavenCon! GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not good works. So you can put a license and check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com, which is where you can send an email, podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail or a text message. I guess that's you, Carol.
To 510-GRD-CREW.
That's cool, but the geekradiodaily.com. There it is! That's how people make the magic. Thank you all so much for being here. That was sort of spiffy.
Such a gigantic walking nightmare.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
That was lame.
Good night, suckers.
If you'd like to be a contestant, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to RCS Talent Hunt, care of your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
It's pitiful how you won't stop making fun of her stupid little podcast. Let her have the podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You hate listen to her podcast.
Wait, what?
Hello. And you made us swear on our lives not to tell anyone.
Jordan, is that true?
I like your podcast, Alice.
What is your podcast about?
Hanging out with your smartest and funniest friend. Did you just groan?
No.
When I said hanging out with your smartest and funniest friend.
Like that. Like that. We just did it again.
No, I didn't.
First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work, okay? You have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and Andy, you build a following. It takes a lot of time, and I've been working on it for a while.
If you haven't seen Bodies, it's an excellent film.
So that's why, of course, the rejoinder, that was all you. You were Pete Davidson in that moment, because it's your show. It's about you.
Aww.
I just wanted you to know that. Because, you know, you give off that vibe.
Well, thank you all so much for coming, sincerely. It's right. So much fun to do our show live.
So you're going
to
get our winners together?
Yep, winners.
Taking that last shot.
Before you do that, hold on. Can somebody in the front row take a picture, please?
Or some else? Get our winners. Do you know our winners?
Oh, do you guys need to see
it. So,
Chris, we need to see the Spy Family movie. It came out last week.
Yes, absolutely.
It was really good. And you can bring people who haven't seen Spy Family before, because they've got a nice recap at the beginning.
Well, let them take a picture and give out prizes.
Okay. MJ, come over here if you want.
Have you heard the other news?
By the way, thanks to you, I just looked at a picture from Hundreds of Beavers.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not watching it tonight.
It's an excellent film.
Flynn, come in. Flynn. Sorry. Come over closer to me.
Here we go. All right, 1, 2, 3. There we go. Gotcha.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
Was I charming?
You were.
Or was I ever goddamn pleasant?
Yes, you were. I mean.
You are here for all the things.
I was here for all the things.
Come on.
All
would you say I was effort?